I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
You know what time it is?
Your home for the best football coverage in Utah is on the KSL Sports Zone. The Aggies look to right the ship as they welcome UNLV to Logan for a Mountain West Conference showdown. Your home for all the play-by-play action is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hut, hut, hut. This is Unrivaled, presented by G2G Bar on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
We're discussing in the break. I have two daughters, so I don't really look forward to the day that what Scott's going to be going through in the next week here. With your daughter getting married. It's great.
It's fun.
I know. And I know you're going to... This version of Scott, the on-the-air version... No, it's great. No. It's awesome. When you have to hike up... I'm fine. See, you got to take a little piece of your own medicine there.
I'm fine.
I said I'm fine. If you have to go up 10 octaves on your road, no, it's really cool being able to get ready for this.
No, like, LOL. Get it? That was funny.
Jeez. So...
Sweet.
I don't get really that excited for other... Like to pay for weddings.
Yeah.
But I'm a long way off still, right? My daughters are both very, very young.
You hope. You're a long way off.
So, but that's the thing is that I see you going through all this and I see all the money that goes toward it and I just think, man, weddings are a massive ripoff. Like they're getting you. You have no choice. You take it in the shorts, man. You absolutely get taken advantage of. Everybody gets taken advantage of. And then in turn, the bride and the groom take advantage of the people who are giving them gifts and registering. I mean, you'll register for the weirdest stuff because you're like, well, I'm owed this. I'm getting married. My heavens. It's a whole ripoff. The whole thing's a ripoff. And,
I don't mind doing it. I don't. I've had a blast doing what I've done to prepare for my daughter's wedding. I've done a lot of it myself. It hasn't been necessarily cheap.
It's not supposed to be. I said, they're there to rip you off.
Well, I'm ripping myself off.
I know,
basically.
Because Scott isn't
No one's sitting there going, okay, well, we have this option here.
Right. Or, no, there's none of that. You're taking control.
I'm just creating all of what I've done. But
so,
it's not cheap.
Scott gets an honorable mention. I bet next weekend you're going to be a weekend warrior. I'm just telling you right now, making my weekend warrior list for next week.
Well, just so you know, I may not come back next week. I may not survive
might not
this
make
weekend.
It. Might not make Ooh. It. Good for you. Okay. Here's what we have here with our weekend warriors brought to you by TryDayTrading.com. Now, anybody can be a day trader. Visit TryDayTrading.com. So, one of my favorite moments from the weekend was watching that App State Hail Mary versus Troy. Here's what it sounded like.
Sets, throws high into the air. It's up for grabs. It is juggled.
He got it. It's a touchdown.
Miracle on the mound. Miracle punt.
Super!
Okay, they gave up on the Mountaineers, by the way. Like, they're
over-modulated
all,
radios. I mean, geez.
Yeah, I know. Their producer's in there just killing these guys, going, hey, man, you're ruining this. When they're screaming, my kid listened to this audio like four times, and by like the second time I said, don't play that again. I can't listen to these guys. I mean, it was just pandemonium. It's awesome that you did it. My favorite part was, and we can't play because there's too many cuss words, they showed a stream, they showed a Twitter video of this Troy sorority house, okay? And they're all in these awesome cocktail dresses, right. And they're all there, and this girl's filming it, like selfie version of it, like, look at us celebrating the win,
basically.
We're going
to win the game.
And they all start screaming because the ball is way short.
Yes.
Right? It's a good 15 or 10, 12 yards short of the end zone. Maybe 6-7 yards short of the end zone. Either way, you see the ball and it's short of the end zone. And you're going, oh, got it. And then it ends up going in, and they're screaming in elation, and then immediately goes, ew. Dead
just
silent.
Dead silent.
And these girls staring at each other and just cussing at one another and going, I can't believe this has happened. And anyway, bottom line is, that was my favorite part of that one.
Well, what the sad part about that is, that's what you're taught to do, is tip the ball down, like bat it
right.
down. So the guy was batting it down and batted it right in the guy's hand.
I love anytime that this can happen, anytime this happens in a game like this, as we're watching a Buffalo fan who's holding up his burger and his bun, the fake Elvis impersonators are squirting mustard and ketchup on it. This is punishment for this guy.
This is awesome.
This is terrible.
He's loving every minute.
He does
of this.
Love it. Yeah, yeah.
Like just.
Oh,
yeah.
The mustard hadn't even happened
just
yet.
Just douse me.
And there you go. All right. Next up, Scott. Devin Lloyd. His very first NFL interception the week after had his very first NFL sack. Take a listen.
We're on the way to losing this one to the Jags. Not the start anyone would have expected.
The ball's deflected and it's intercepted by the Jaguars. Devin Lloyd, the rookie from Utah, was in the right place at the right time. Last week, he had the most tackles of any rookie in the National Football League since 2019. Devin Bush did it. And today, he's got his first NFL interception.
Not a bad start for the kid. I mean, that's on your way to first team all-rookie defensive team for Devin Lloyd.
Well,
I mean, that's,
he certainly made a splash his first couple of games.
It's nice that they won, too. I mean, honestly, yeah. they shut out Indy. I mean, that's you can't ask for much more if you're Devin Lloyd. You go to this team that everybody's going, hey, get ready to lose, and they've already come out of the gates pretty strong here. Now, Scott, 1-1. Look at that. Yeah. 1-1. Good for them. Let's take a break. We'll come back around the corner. Jeremiah Jensen from KSL5 Television is going to join us. Walk down the weekend here for us, locals in the NFL, one of my favorite things we do on a Monday. Plus, do you snore at night? Are you currently using a CPAP machine to treat that sleep apnea? Sound Sleep Medical can improve your life. Visit soundsleepmedical.com for more information. We'll come back around the corner. JJ's going to break down the weekend that was in the NFL, in college, all of it. Stay with us right here at 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.